St. John begins the gospel reading for this evening saying, Jesus knew that his hour had come. I don't know about you, but I can be a bit of a worrier. When I know that there is something I am certainly not looking forward to, tough meeting or an event I don't want to go to or whatever it might be, I am just thinking, I cannot wait for this to be over. I just want it to end. Or maybe I'll get sick and I can't go, or whatever it might be. You know, how can I avoid this? How can I get through this? But Jesus has a different attitude in our gospel reading today. It talks about how he loved his own in the world and loved them to the end. Jesus knew what he was about to suffer. He knew that his hour had come, that Satan had already induced Judas to hand him over. And yet, rather than focusing on what is ahead or himself, at the Last Supper, Jesus washes the feet of his apostles. He shares a meal with them, and he serves them. In another gospel, in Luke, when it talks about the Last Supper, Jesus says to his disciples, I have greatly desired to share this meal with you. Knowing what is ahead, how can he say that? I have greatly desired to share this meal with you. And yet John tells us how he loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end. Jesus gives us the Eucharist as the sacrament of unity. This unity that he longed for to share with his disciples, that we might have true communion with him, receiving him into ourselves in his body and blood until the time when we can be with him united in heaven. And it is not just a union with God, but we are all united through the Eucharist to one another. Throughout the world, as this Last Supper is celebrated across the globe, we are united with all Catholics, receiving the body and blood of Christ in him. If you think about the Eucharistic prayer we hear at Mass, we talk all the time and pray for Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop, united with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop. And we pray that we may be one body in Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus desired so strongly, that he might be one with us. That he, in washing us clean, could have that relationship with us that we had broken through our sinfulness. Jesus gives himself in love, even as he sees the pain, the suffering, and the agony that lies ahead of him. He desires to be united with us in the sacrament, in the one priesthood in which we share with Jesus Christ his priesthood, not priests for ourselves, but priests of Jesus Christ, giving the apostles the ability to continue this sacrifice throughout time, so that it wasn't just with the apostles that Jesus was united, but with all of us throughout history, that we may be united in him. And yet, we don't always treat that very well. Simon Peter, again, puts his foot in his mouth. Master, not only my feet, but my... He tells Jesus, you will never wash my feet. That which you desire to do for me, I will not let you do. And Jesus tells him, Peter, you need this. You really, really need this. Those feet stink. You need to be washed clean. You need to be humbled, to receive the sacrifice that God is making on your behalf. At the end of the gospel, he says, you call me master and teacher, and rightly so. But look at what I have done for you. Yes, Jesus is our Lord. Yes, he is our master and teacher. But no, we cannot do it without him. And he desires to give us every good gift in the heavens and on earth, including the gift of his divine life. But how well do we respond to that? "Not for me, Lord. I am not worthy." Peter seems to have this trope. I don't know if you remember this, but when he's called and casting his net into the sea, what does he say to Jesus? When he has this big catch of fish, "Jesus, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." That pride to not let Jesus help us, to not draw close to him, is banished through the Eucharist, in which Jesus says, "I want to be a part of your life. I want to share my life with you and yours with me. I want to be united with you, not just now, but in eternity." What a great gift Jesus gives us, but how poorly we receive it sometimes. Maybe not realizing what Jesus has done for us. Maybe just thinking this is a ritual, something that we do, and we're just accustomed to it without thinking about what is right in front of us. Perhaps we don't believe Jesus enough, that like Peter, we don't think he can heal us, that we are sinners that are too great, that God's mercy should not be present to us, that we are not worthy of being in his presence. But Jesus called us and says, "I desire to share this meal with you. I desire to be a part of your life. Will you let me in?" In faith, brothers and sisters, we come to receive the love of Christ poured out for us, believing that he is truly present, that he does love us, and that unworthy though we are, he wants to and can heal us and to be united with us forever. Are we willing in faith to receive that gift and then to do what Jesus asks of us, to carry on that gift of unity through charity to our brothers and sisters? In a world where there is so much division, Jesus comes to unite us to himself. Do we share in his mission, having received that great gift of communion with him? Or do we spread that disunity too? Judas Iscariot had not yet betrayed him, but after the Last Supper he did. He went out and fed the division. And so often we can do that too in our world. Pope Benedict, in a homily on Holy Thursday, said, you know, part of the reason we name the bishop and the pope in the Eucharistic prayer is because it is concrete. These are the people we're united with, not just a pope, a bishop, or the people we want to be united with. But in true unity, we name them because it is concrete. We are called to build that unity in the church, in our families, with our neighbors, with those people we know every day, and perhaps do not get along with. But Jesus desired to share this meal with them too. He desires to be united with them as well, and to unite us all. And we are called to foster that through the same charity that Jesus showed to his apostles. What I have done for you, washing you clean, forgiving you, teaching you, you must do for one another. Tonight, brothers and sisters, let us really appreciate the gift that Christ has given us, the gift of his presence, unworthy though we are, bestowing his divine life upon us, and work to unite us all in that love. Jesus loved his own in the world and loved them to the end. May we receive that love and continue to spread it through building unity and charity among all peoples.